day of conning the consumer is over. I mean, we've spent a lot of time looking at labels, and from now on we won't be chasing labels, we'll be actually chasing the meat. And what we want to be able to do is reassure the Irish consumer when they're going to buy a piece of meat that they know the origin of the meat is Irish, and they will not be conned going forward.
In front of us here we have a boar, a male pig. Just show me how you take a sample, the genetic material from this fella.
We have a tag here, and we have a little, what we call a tagger, and we place the tag into the boar's ear, and we get a little piece of the meat that comes out of the pig's ear. It's put into this container and it's sealed up, and it's posted directly to the lab in Trinity College in Dublin for adding to the database. The entire population of boars within the Irish pig industry, they're on a database with our company Identigen in Trinity College, and this is the basis for our traceability system.
He's a big fella, he's got very big floppy ears, hasn't he? And it doesn't hurt the pigs, it's a little bit like getting your ears pierced and a little bit of flesh comes out.
Absolutely, it doesn't hurt the pig, no, you're right, it's just like getting your ears pierced. But I think it's a small price to pay for bringing in a system that we can reassure our consumers of what they're buying is Irish.
Why is it enough just to sample the boar line in Ireland?
This system is probably unique or really suits Ireland. We have control over the entire boar population within this island. We have two main breeding companies who supply our breeding stock. That boar population is producing all the meat that's produced in Ireland. That's why we only had to do the boars.
How much of a problem is mislabeling of Irish pig meat?
It has been a problem for years. I mean, there's a temptation there for somebody to bring in meat and to sell it off as quality assured Irish. And it's very annoying for us as farmers to see this being abused. It's right across the system. I would say we would have secondary processors here in Ireland who the temptation is there to buy in cheaper meat and sell it off as Irish. Obviously, the butchers, the temptation there as well. How many people go in? Do we even ask the question? If we do ask the question, there's absolutely no way of knowing. There's no proper labelling in there. I think if restaurants, butchers and retailers know that now we launched the DNA system last week, we went live, and Borbia have 10 people out on the ground actually who will be testing meat on an ongoing basis.
This has been 3 years in the making, and you were the main person driving it at the beginning. How much does it cost the Irish Farmers Association and also Irish pig farmers?
The DNA system has cost both IFA and farmers in the region of 150,000 to put in place. Farmers are paying €50 per boar, and it's a very small price to pay for getting their Irish produce onto the retail shelves here in Ireland.
Do you think the Irish public care about this? Are they that patriotic?
I think people realise now we're in a serious recession here in Ireland, and people realise by supporting jobs, maintaining jobs, that buying Irish is very important. And also I think at this point in time that
he's really getting into you there.
At this point in time, I think it's very important that there is honesty in labelling, and what we have done here is we have turned to science. We absolutely know now that this will be, the honesty is coming to the fore here. We have the science, and definitely the science will stand up.
Last week you started testing as a group of 10 people around the country who are going in taking random samples of pig meat to see if it's Irish or not. What will you do if you find out that a butcher shop or a restaurant is mislabeling pig meat?
Number one, we will be publishing the results on a quarterly basis, and also we will be going back, if there is a problem, we will be going back to the people involved to explain to them our results and see if the people are willing to work with us and put the situation right.
Will you prosecute?
We don't want to end up prosecuting people. We want the industry to work with us.
Well, I've travelled from Tipperary to a science lab here in the centre of Dublin. I'm here to meet Dr. Ronan Loftus. He's a geneticist whose company, Identigen, has created the DNA database from the samples received from Irish pig farms.
This is pioneering technology. This is the first time this technology has been used in this context at a national level in Ireland, in the UK, or indeed any part of the world.
We're in your lab here, and in front of us, meat samples have come in, samples of pig meat. How long does a test take?
In essence, we're doing a paternity test. So the question we're asking of these samples is, do they come from a pig which has been sired by one of the boars in our database? Typically, a day from sample receipt is when we can generate a test result.
And can you be 100% certain? I mean, what degree of error is there here?
The science is proven in the courts. We believe what we're doing here is we're tracing the physical product through its boar rather than a paper label. And we're actually tracing nature's barcode, if you like, the product's own label. It's the most accurate way of tracing products. DNA has a huge role to play in many different facets of modern food production. The supply chains are getting increasingly complex. DNA technology is the future, and in fact we're using similar types of processes with some major US pork exporters into Japan. So again, some of the larger meat processors in the world are starting to use this technology.